We are all the same way. We don't like to go to see the doctor. We don't like to have colonoscopy. We don't like to have the prostate exam. I think that is it cuts through all of the barriers of different races and different ethnicities.
What are some of the other factors that would account for men dying 5 years earlier than women?
Well, there is lung cancer, prostate cancer, colon cancer. We have them more often in men than we do in women. I think that men tend to look for health care way later. So everything is delayed. Everything is a little bit later. So, of course, if you have colon cancer, you have a higher chance of dying if you haven't seen a physician. If you have lung cancer, the same. And prostate cancer, of course, is one of the major problems that we have. In Connecticut, it's a very high mortality for prostate cancer.
And it's something that, at least early on, if it's detected, can be prevented.
It can be curable almost 100% if it's caught in the very early stages.
What are some of the habits that men can do, no matter what age, that will give them better health outcomes?
We do not exercise enough. We need to exercise at least 2.5 to 3 hours a week. We do not eat healthy. We also do not sleep enough. We should be sleeping between 7 and 9 hours a night, and we know that men to sleep much less than that.
So if we do those things, we're obviously going to cut out cardiovascular disease. What are some of the other things we can prevent by getting good sleep, eating healthy, and getting exercise?
Diabetes and obesity are probably the two main health problems that we have right now in Connecticut. We know that over 50% of both men and women in Connecticut are overweight or obese. By sleeping enough, we know that we can prevent diabetes. By sleeping enough, we know that we can actually decrease the incidence of obesity. And exercising, of course. And we have to ask. You have to stop smoking. You have to cut down on drinking. Excessive alcohol is also a big problem.
Let's talk about young men, because I think when you're a young guy, you think you're impervious to any type of illness or disease. What are some of the things that young guys need to watch out for?
Well, the peer pressure or devices that we all encounter when we go to college. Drinking too much, smoking, we become sedentary, we don't do as much exercise. We know that the death rate of guys dying driving cars is much higher than in females. And also, one that we cannot forget is the amount of suicide. So mental health, behavioral health becomes also a real problem for the young men.
Yeah, and young men also have to deal with the possibility of testicular cancer.
Absolutely. But again, if caught early, it can be 100% curable. We have had some famous people that had testicular cancer that had shown that if taken care of, you can actually survive it pretty well.
Maybe you can talk a little bit about what's happening during this month at St. Francis Hospital for Men's Health.
As you know, Ray, this is the 20th anniversary of the Men's Health Week. June is the Men's Health Month, but this is the 20th year that we have been celebrating it. We have been doing prostate cancer screening. We go to the churches. We go to the barbershops. And we are educating our population, our men, on going to the doctor early, taking care of themselves, keep your weight down, don't use drugs, stop smoking. Great time of the year. It's Father's Day next Sunday. Perfect time to remember it.
Are there some success stories, people that you've outreached to in previous years and have actually been able to save some lives?
Definitely. The Curtis Men's Health Institute has been doing prostate screening now for 6 years, and we have had a significant amount of men that we have diagnosed with prostate cancer, and most of those that we diagnosed with prostate cancer are alive today because we were able to provide free care for them.
Dr. Morales, thank you so much.
It's my pleasure to be with you, Ray. Thank you.